Welcome to Living a Life by Design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with your host, Esther Graham. Did you know your accountability and possibility is by design? God designed a phenomenal life for you, gave you the gift of choice. Esther helps empower you to discover and pursue the purpose that is already in you. Are you ready to look at yourself and see your future? Then get back to what is really important in life and get in alignment with your true self. Stay tuned to Living a Life by Design. Journey back to you and start living 365 days of purpose with your host, Esther Graham. It all starts now.
Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, everyone. I am so excited to welcome you to the first launch or the launch of Living a Life by Design, the journey back to you, living 365 days of purpose with me, Dr. Esther. So thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so super stoked, as they say. I'm excited. And today I have a very special guest with me is Dr. Robin Moore Chambers. But I want to tell you a little bit about who I am first and why Dr. Robin is my first guest. So again, I'm Esther Graham, and I have an extensive background that if I took all of the time to tell you everything I did in the world, it would be the whole show. But what I want to tell you is that I'm a person that just believes in living 365 days of purpose. I am that person who believes that our life, that God has designed our lives, and every one of us, we're here for a reason. We're here for a purpose, and our life has everything planned out for us. The only thing that we really have to do is discover it or rediscover it and really get back to who we are. And so I came to this country a long time ago. I'm not going to tell you when because I don't want to age myself, but I was a little girl. I'm originally from Guyana, South America. And my parents, I grew up in a pastor, so my parents were pastors. We're all, my entire family's from Guyana, South America. And my family came to the United States several years ago, and it was the Church of the Nazarene that brought my family over to minister, really brought my dad over to pastor at a Nazarene church in St. Louis, Missouri. Well, when we got to St. Louis on a very cold winter, snowy day in January, there was a family that was there to greet us. And that family was the Moore family. And Robin was, are you the second daughter, third, or?
Number three from the bottom.
Number three on the bottom. Anyway, their family was there several years ago to meet us. And ever since then, Robin and I have been really good friends. Now, listen, we haven't talked to each other every day, and sometimes it may go a month or 2 months. But when you have a true friend, someone that you're really aligned with, someone that's a part of your life by design, let's say, you don't have to talk to them every day. But whenever we speak to each other, it's like we just spoke to each other yesterday. We can connect. We laugh, we talk, we are so much in alignment with each other. And Robin, I would like to think that as our parents, your parents, my parents have gone on to be with the Lord, that they're looking down and they're so proud of both you and I as we are living in our purpose, as we are living our lives by design. Yeah. And so I just want to dedicate this first launch to them. Again, so grateful to have you in my life. So grateful that you said yes to this. I wanted you to be the first guest because this is the beginning. And you know, many times in life, we're always beginning again, but there's always a reason and a purpose for it. So welcome to Living a Life by Design, the journey back to you. Thank you so much for coming. Awesome. So tell us just a little bit about who you are and what you do in the world.
Who am I? Well, my students and my clients and patients call me Dr. Robin. Members of my church call me Sister Robin and Dr. Robin. My kids call me Mommy. A special relative calls me Rob. So who am I? I guess I would say I'm all of those. I wear all of those hats. I'm an individual that has decided with intention to live by design, although I wear many hats, to live my life out by design as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, and a special friend here with you, Esther. Thank you so much again for the invitation. I've been excited, and it is so great to be here. It lines up with the alignment of my life, who I am as an individual, as a person who serves.
Yeah.
I would say that I serve and I share parts of my life as I also educate. And so I'm on the journey with those that I serve, whether I'm in doing my music and my praise and worship, or my daughter is my pastor, or whether I'm teaching a course in a college university course, or if I'm talking with clients or doing play therapy or music therapy with children, I'm sharing a piece of who I am. Even when I'm just spending time with my family and making movies and having comedy shows and rap contests, I am sharing who I am. And that's my motto, to live my life with intention, with purpose, on purpose. So it's not a serendipitous journey. I'm not stumbling up on it. It's something I think a lot about, who I am, what should I do, how do I come across, not to impress others, but to say this is my authentic self, who I am. I can't talk too much without laughing or saying something funny. Yet there's a time when it's not time for humor, and there's time for many hats and for many mindsets, if I may. But overall, I would say I serve as a doctor, as a behavioral health practitioner, with a background in social work. I am in a human services moment in my entire life, but I also make sure I serve me first.
Yeah.
And so I would say that balance is what keeps me afloat and keeps me from breaking down in my life with so many areas that I'm supposed to be, if I may.
Yeah. I love what you said about, it's in purpose and on purpose. I believe that's what you said, because many times,
with purpose, but on purpose.
And on purpose. Yeah, very, very. And so that's what our life, when we begin to think about living a life by design, it really is living a life with intention, and everything that we do in intention. So let me tell you guys that if you hear me talking fast, I'm a very transparent person. I'm nervous, y'all. I'm nervous, right? Because this is the first one. And so you forgive me. I'm going to try and slow down so I could get everything in that I want to get in. But Robin and I, we've had many days together, many times together, I should say, when we've cried, we've laughed, we've gotten in trouble together. And what I love is that our alignment comes in with the so many people that we serve, because at the end of the day, we're really about serving humanity. It's about, sir, regardless of where you are, where you came from, what you look like, what you believe in, who you believe in, any of those things, your choices. It's really about serving humanity. And I believe that's how our families brought us up. I would just remember my dad always telling me to live a life of purpose. The same thing with my mother. In everything that you do, live it on purpose and with purpose, right? And so this is where we are right now. And you mentioned that there's several things that you do, and we'll talk about all of those things that you do. But tell us a little bit about Robin, Dr. Robin, the counselor, the psychologist, because I'm always, let me just add this, by the way. When my mom passed away in 2020, during the pandemic, and Robin called to check on me, and I was talking to her, and you said something, just so simple, y'all, that she said to me, and I said, oh yeah, I needed to hear that. And she said, Esther, remember, you're not the same. Because I said to Robin, I said, with my mom leaving, I said, all of a sudden I felt just so vulnerable. Do you remember that? I felt like this little girl who just lost her mommy. And at that time, I just really felt really lost. I no longer had a father. I no longer had my mother. And I just felt really lost. And I remember Robin said to me, you're not the same person anymore. And it's okay that now you're a girl without a mother. this is a new chapter. And it's okay to feel it, embrace it. And when people tell you that you shouldn't feel this way, you shouldn't feel that way, just ignore that, because you get to feel how you're feeling and it's okay. And so that's when, you know, that was one of the times I've always knew it, that I know that she's an excellent counselor, someone that you can trust and talk to, that's very practical. And it's not just going to give you a whole bunch of stuff that you can't even put into action. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, I'm a trauma-informed psychotherapist, licensed as a psychologist, but also with psychology training. And I work with lots of children that have suffered trauma and pain in their lives. I also work with families as well, but the majority of my clientele are children. So it's like God also, it's like he said, I'm going to use everything you've got. So I'm a musician. And I'm an artist. I'm also a puppeteer, and I use everything that I have that God has given me in the work that I do with children and adults. And I even sing to my college students on the first day and the last day of class. They like it, but it's always a song of purpose. Telling them that I hope that they dance in their lives and what that means to dance. As they're training to be professionals, to not forget about themselves. So a big part of what I do with others is to help them to find their way. I always tell people on my website, in person, I cannot save the day for you.
Yes,
I can't save my day, but I can help people on their journey as they learn to find answers to the issues that plague them. And I don't want to call them all problems. I don't want to say that it's all dysfunction. Yeah. Because dysfunction in dysfunction, and there's no person's life where life has not hit you in some kind of way. So a lot of people feel like, I don't want to go to counselors and I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. And I said, oh, well, you can come to us then, because we're trained to not tell you what to do. Yeah, we're trained to, if we ask a question, that it would be a clinical and a psychological question that is going somewhere to help the person that you're working with. So I love working with children. I would love working with all individuals. With children, I have a lot of fun, and I'm able to add creative parts of me to help pull the fun out of them, because many are suffering. And sometimes when you're suffering, you forget that there's a laugh around the corner. And this, maybe we can laugh about something and introduce them to the creativity that maybe has been hidden inside of them, because pain is so pervasive and so powerful that it has the propensity to lock away important things. And then you go, oh, so you almost have to get to know yourself all over again. Say, hey, how are you doing? Shake hands. I'm Robin. Nice to meet you. And I'm on that journey myself. I always say, Esther, I've said it to you so much, and probably can quote it, I don't ever want to help people with something that I won't help myself with.
That's right.
I don't want to be that person that dies and they say, how'd she die? Yeah. She developed the medicine. It's sitting on the table by her bed. She didn't take the medicine. She gave others. So I would say the work that I do has been a blessing to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it has helped balance me out even more further. It has helped me to make sure that I'm checking on myself. I want to be the same person when no one's watching, not just my best face at church or when I'm doing a speaking engagement, when I'm singing somewhere, and then I go home and my family say, "Ooh, we can't stand her."
It's like being stuck in a grocery store. Like, you're stuck in a grocery store. You can't go anywhere, but you don't eat. You don't eat the food, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's futile. And so I don't think we're just that way. I think you have to really work at it, because it's really easy to not be balanced. And I think being balanced in one's life takes work. It takes effort. It's growing pains. It doesn't always feel so good. So the work that I do as a counselor and as a psychotherapist is being sure that I'm on the journey with the individuals that I feel by fate I am supposed to be working with them, and they are also pouring into my life. So it's always a reciprocal type of situation. It's never me top down, I'm here, big guy, the doctor helping you. It's like, I never leave a session that I don't leave with something that I didn't start with. So because of that, that keeps me balanced. And it's just sort of transformative for not just the clients or my patients, but it's very transformative for me as well.
Awesome. Awesome. We're going to take a quick break and then we will get back to you with more enlightening, juicy, powerful conversation.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say?
Welcome, welcome back to Living a Life by Design with my very beautiful, wonderful guest, Dr. Robin Moore Chambers. So, Robin, let's just continue our conversation. And, you know, earlier you mentioned that there were other, you're a musician, you're an artist, you're just all of these great things. And I know that not too long ago, well, first of all, I know you very well. Well, I know you very well in all of your areas. And I've also seen how you have developed in all of those areas and how you've just really stepped out and you're just doing all of these great things, honestly. And so I want you to share just a little bit about one thing that I absolutely love, because, you know, part of my background is in education and it's in early childhood education, you know, for years. You work with children and you developed a cartoon, and that's all I'm going to say about it because I don't think I could give it justice. I want you to talk about it just a little bit, why you did it and how does it help with children? Why should you have your child watch this or you yourself watch this cartoon? So tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, well, thank you. It's called The Adventures of Dr. Robin Super Shiro. It is she's a cartoon version of me visually. However, the voice belongs to my daughter, Pastor Jan Osler. So she was born years ago when I was working with children and creating artwork and after-school programs as a social worker before I went back to school to get my doctorate degree. And so, but she didn't have the name of Dr. Robin. I think it was Umojo, something about unity.
It was a different name. It was, yeah.
Yeah, something different. But the message was there years ago, I'd say in the 80s and in the 90s. And one day my son said to me, Jason, he said, Mommy, you should make a cartoon of yourself. I said, okay, keep talking. He said, you're an artist. He said, I'm a graphics artist. And my children are all artists and graphic artists. And they do portraits, et cetera, all artists and all five of them. And he said, she could go around helping kids. He said, because that's what you do anyway. He said, and she could be a superhero because you don't even wear coats. You wear capes. That could be like you wear shawls. That could be like a cape. And I said, okay, tell me more. So we talked about it and talked about it. Like 2016, 15, 16, something like that. We began to process. And then I had another friend of mine, went to lunch, and we talked about it. And I talked to my different children. And eventually, I really did pray and say, how could this come about? So I began to plan in my mind, and I began to see what it would look like. So I drew the first picture of Dr. Robinson Pashiro in pencil, and then my other son, Amir, took it and vectorized her. Jason, with his business, vectorized it further and made, he said, it's got to look nice. It's got to be comparable to the art of the cartoon. So she looks like me. She has my cheekbones, the shape of my face. She wears glasses, and she doesn't have she wears like dashikis, like I do. She's very much like me in dress. And the voice was a little deeper than we wanted. And my daughter's voice was higher. And I asked her, would she be the voice of Dr. Shiro? And she didn't exchange words. She said, sure, mommy. And so we went from there. And I had a lot of stories that we cut down to 5 and 10 minutes. Got the help of my brother and his wife, who are educators in character development, good character. And I began to write the stories, and we got an animator, and my son has done some animation, got someone to do the music. My children have been voice actors. So it's almost like a family affair. And I would say Dr. Robin Supashiro comes to the help of hurting children.
Yeah.
They have mental illness, and she's helped them to understand that mental illness is a behavioral health issue. It is not a shame. It's the brain is not well, like the body does not get well, and helps them to know how to cope. I would say coping mechanisms, flying through the clouds, power rides, transporting. Every time she's taking the child to help them to even see who they can be. Issues such as helping children to deal with the horrors of pornography and how to stay away from them, helping parents know how to get phone apps that monitor your children's phones, diversity. A little guy was mistreated because he had two moms instead of a mom and dad, and actually teachers at the school discriminated against him and hurt his feelings. She talked about how injustice anywhere is justice everywhere. It impacts us what happens. So there's a really tough issues, some social justice issues, psychology issues. She's funny, and she says, hi, this is Dr. Robin Supashiro. Welcome to back to my channel, of course, in my daughter's voice. And there's a little music, and she talks about who I am, and there's me, Dr. Robin, playing the piano on there, but it's my original Awakenings of Freedom piece of music. So it's very, it's conclusive and it's inclusive. It came out during COVID, so she was telling children, wear your mask. One day you're going to go back to school, but make sure when you do, wash your hands. So it's informative, it's fun, it's funny. It's a blessing and a joy to me every time I turn it on. I hear the voices of my grandchildren or my children, or even my son-in-law and my daughters, and hearing their voices and seeing it coming alive and coming to fruition. We're in the beginning, still in the beginning stages of it, and still developing, but it started with a thought and a discussion and yes, and then an imagination. This could happen. What would it look like? And now their children, schools are using it in many of their after-school programs. Sometimes it's a five-minute video. They can watch it in school. We're developing curriculum to go along with it. And I would say the main areas are looking at mental health, character, good character, diversity, just helping children to feel okay about who they are in the skin, well, the identity that they have and who their family is, their race, ethnicity, sexual orientation are all different, and they should still love themselves and not be mistreated by others.
Right.
Teaching them how to treat others with respect.
I love it because I remember back in the day when you used to do sketches and you had, so years ago, Dr. Robin came and she did a conference for me. She had sketches and it wasn't fully developed. And I remember that when the first cartoon came out that you sent it to me and I watched it, and it was just so, so good. And what I loved about it, because you and I talked, is that it's very inclusive. It leaves no one out. right? And again, you know, we are living in this world where, you know, if you're not like me, then you're not worthy. And this is what, and this is not what this is about. And when it's dealing with children, right? When it's dealing with children, yes. It's so important. We have to start from the young age to where they're impressionable. And let me just add this one other piece too, is that, so I wrote a book called Why Stepping Into Purpose. And I never forget that you read the book and you called me and you said, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to now, you know, start, you know, my cartoon and implement it, get the cartoon and get everything together. And now looking at it, it's like, wow, that is just phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Absolutely.
You talk about the brain and you talk about how it affects. And so just for a second, I want to just, let's talk about, you know, the subconscious mind, because really we have to really begin to talk about it even from a young age. You know, many of us, that journey back to you, you know, is going back and capturing that little girl, capturing that little boy and bringing them along with you. And so how do you believe, just from your work, that the subconscious mind affects the decisions we make, our success, even as we are adults, but how it even goes back to when we are children?
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that question. Very good question. It really lines up with everything, the work that I do in therapy, working with children and helping them to find their places of healing while they're young.
They
will get older and look back at places of trauma, but teaching them now to know how to think and how to react and how to understand what's going on with them, knowing where the triggers are and the gridlocks. And it does go back to the power of the subconscious mind. There are always, there's two of us. There's the conscious part of us that's limited because it's our present state. What I'm saying now, our situation, it's a very here and now existential moment. The subconscious is, I heard someone explain the other day, they said it's like a holding bank.
Yeah.
Memories and plans, old pet plans, good, positive or challenging, things that we don't remember, a holding station that is frozen in time. It cannot change.
Right.
So anything that is in that memory bank, what we've done, what's been done to us, events, situations, happy times, sad times. And so it's all there. And so it's very pervasive, not always memorable. So I always say that the subconscious and the conscious mind aren't always best friends. They always share.
Yeah.
So I'm walking through, you know, and feeling good and looking good. And I smell mothballs and all of a sudden my stomach churns. And I see this happening with children and adults, and they don't know why that bothers them. I say, So many therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, many of us are trained in very initial parts of training to all understand, and we've studied Sigmund Freud and has his discussions on conscious, subconscious, and even the unconscious, and he sort of vacillated between the two. I'm not going to make it a psychology course, but just for the purpose of saying, we do know that the past is a preclude to the future.
Yes.
How we deal with that, and if we are able to even understand it, is a thing. And so smelling the mothballs, and a person could smell mothballs and just say, well, there's just mothballs, I don't like them, but the person gets a headache and they don't feel well. They don't recognize this as a trigger for something that may have happened to them when they were 10.
Yeah.
And maybe mothballs was the smell in the room. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Before we go to a quick commercial break, the past is a prelude to the future. So we'll start there when we get back.
Preclude to the future, yes.
Preclude to the future. Did I say it right?
Yeah, it's both of those, actually.
Yes, yes. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen, everyone, we have been having a powerful, I want to say life-changing conversation, even on the break, just such good stuff. So, Dr. Robin, let's continue with what we were talking about before the commercial break, the subconscious mind.
Yes, subconscious mind. I made a statement and I said that the past is, this was discussed a lot in my doctoral program, the past is a preclude to the future. And when you're studying about psychology and the subconscious mind, and you remember I said earlier before the break that someone said it the other day, and they coined that term, or many people say their own versions, that the subconscious mind is like a memory bank. And there's information, there's data. All of our computer people, there's data there in the form of memories of things that we've done, behavior, actions, and the behaviors of others. There's not much rationalization going on. It's just set in time. It's frozen there because we cannot change the past. And so we want to, the goal of helping clients understand the power of the subconscious mind and helping them to understand what may be going on with them is to help them to understand that what is frozen in the past, we want to be sure that we don't allow that to have the power to paralyze us in the present.
That's
right. As we move forward into the future, because it can do that. It has the power to do that.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And we allow the power to manifest in our lives. It holds that type of power.
We don't realize how powerful the subconscious mind really is. So it's great that you're saying that it's got the power to paralyze us, but we also have the power to overcome it.
We have the power to create new meanings. Share affirmations. I'm working with children. Before we get off, we say affirmations. Everyone's affirmation is different for them. I am strong. I will do well. I will play my best at the game.
I am worthy.
I am worthy. I do deserve that. This is a good thing to happen to me. Someone said the other day, be careful what you say to yourself. You're listening.
Oh, that's good. Be careful what you say to yourself. You're listening.
Yeah. And my daughter said the other day, she said, say it. Say the words of a family member was not well. Tell the family member to say, I am well. I am healthy. I am whole. And it's not a superficial name and claim. And they're just saying it. No, words are powerful. They do hold substance. We can keep saying that I'm nothing until you feel like nothing. Vice versa, you can say, I'm doing the best I can. Yes, that did happen to me, but that doesn't mean that has to be my story. Right there, you created, you broke it off. You broke it off. It has now turned and went and turned. It has now turned the corner. You can allow and make the brain turn a corner in the process of thinking and process, in the process, if I may say, in the process of processing, we can change the way it's playing out for us. Yes, that happened to me, but that doesn't mean that that's going to always happen to me. Yes,
in our stories.
Yeah. Say that again. I mean,
and both, we could change our stories. And both you and I have, haven't we? You know, we've changed our stories.
Yeah. You can change the trajectory. You can't change the trajectory. Yes. You don't have to stay on that path. Recognizing damage and dysfunction that has happened. Because see, in the subconsciousness, it's not just pain of others, but it's pain that we have.
Yeah,
we have hurt. We have been hurt, and we have hurt others. So do I live in regret? I live in guilt. I did that. I did that. I shouldn't have done that. So yes, I shouldn't have done that. That was not a good choice. But I'm not going to wake up every morning and live in regret and live in defeat. I am changed. I'm different. I want to give energy to who I am now, and I want that to grow because I changed. I apologize. I'm not that. And there's some people who see you after 10, 15 years, all they can think about, remember what happened in 1987? Oh, yeah. Trying to say, I don't mean any harm, but I don't remember that. You're so far removed from that person.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are living in the past.
Dr. Robin, I remember one time I had someone call me and they began to say, do you remember? And I thought, no, I don't remember. And then they began to say, well, is something wrong with you that you don't remember? And I thought, no. I don't remember things like that. Do you understand what I mean?
You're not holding it. You're not giving it.
You know, I'm not feeding it. I'm not giving it a place in my life. I've released it. I've let it go. I choose because I have a choice. I choose not to live my life by default.
Yes.
But to live my life by design. And so I changed whatever my story. The past is the past. And that's where I choose to leave it. I will not allow it to paralyze my future, but sometimes, or my present, sometimes people, they live there, they remember that. And because sometimes they're there, I believe they want to bring you back. And that's your job to say, no, that's no longer who I am. Let's talk a little bit about living a life by design. What does that look like for you? And what can you share with us about that?
What it looks like for me. Holistically, it is development.
Yeah,
I see it no different than pass by an area not far from where I live, and they're breaking the ground for the new houses. There's pictures of what's going to look like. The name McBride Homes is on the trailer. I said they're building by design. You can choose which plat you like. And you can choose the design. They're the same. Some of the similar square footage, but you can determine what happens in those 4, 6, 8 walls. So they are breaking the ground. Everything's brown. There's no trees. I just sat there and thought about that. And I thought about living by design. And I thought about today. I said, that's what it's like. You break ground first. But when you break the ground, before you break it, you've gotten permission, the zoning laws. You just don't walk into an area and break the ground. Before that, you are planning, you are thinking. And then people that are coming that are going to purchase are like this over that. Do we want hardwood floors? Do we want carpet right there? You are designing, you're planning because you want it to be a success. It's a home that you're buying. Most of us are aware that home ownership is a financial investment that you can it could be a transformative experience and transformative wealth even for your family when your time on this side of eternity is over. There's so much involved. And so you want to make sure there's good plumbing and so forth. In living by design, that's how I see it.
Yeah.
I would say God helped me. I had to do the work to change the trajectory of my life.
The work. Gotta do the work.
Yeah, but I didn't just wake up one day and I was there. I didn't up one day and I was Dr. Robin.
That's right.
I mean, there were times of studying and working hard and taking tests and still raising children and still working full time and looking and seeing. And so you get the education, you get it in place. But during that time, I also recognized a need to build myself emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So living by design is not just, it's all of it. Holistically, as I said, it's taking care of your health. so that you can live your best life. And you want to, as much as you're able to, your emotions, dealing with your emotions, dealing with your pain, that bothers me. I'm going to go talk to a therapist. Because like I said earlier in the very beginning, counselors and therapists, said, we're not trained to change you. People are responsible for their own change.
Yeah.
But we can guide. People can, you can help. Yeah, you can help. A therapist can help you to process your information and to understand some things about yourself, tests, assessments, and any diagnoses, and there's a prognosis. And but even before the prognosis and the diagnosis, there are symptoms that says something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Something's going on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to talk to the right doctor, either a neuro physician, a psychiatrist, medical doctor. Oh, all of those are clear. It possibly is behavioral. And so living by design is saying, here I am. This is what I want to do, and this is who I want to be. I want to change. I'm doing well. I want to do better. And you just don't wake up the next morning and you're there. So there's baby steps. There's short-term goals. There's long-term goals. But it is hugely connected with planning, developing, designing, speaking, affirmations. Then once that's said, you're excited, then you can move forward with it.
We have a few minutes. So I know that you have 5 steps. So can you share those steps with us, please?
Those 5 steps. And it's an acronym of the word design. And as much of what I just said, and so I'll just go through it. D would be to develop and design your blueprint.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you, who you want to be? What visualize it? Can you see it? Why do you want to plan this way and design? What does that mean to you? E would be to explore self. Do self-inventory. Do the work. Ayana Banzai says it all the time. She said, I did my work. I recognize what that means now. I've done my work, but I keep doing work because life keeps happening, right? So it's not over.
Continual. Yeah.
Exactly. So exploring yourself, doing the work, and that could embrace counseling and getting someone to help you as a professional, a life coach with their specific area, a counselor with their specific area. A huge part of could be a huge part of guiding you on the path. S would be for shaving off. Shaving off was not useful.
Yeah.
Getting rid of toxins. That could include toxic people, toxic behavior, and dysfunctions that are
not serving you.
Not serving. This doesn't serve. This group of people doesn't serve me anymore.
Exactly. Yeah,
they might throw a brick at you as you walk away, but, you know, it's good. It's not supposed to be in your life anymore. I would be integrating a change in how you think, and we could talk about that next, and recognizing that there are maladaptive ways that a person thinks that leads to maladaptive behavior and dysfunction. And so now you're stuck and you're paralyzed. And then the gridlock, search, finding out where are the emotional gridlocks. And then N would be never stop. Those are called the emotional steps in that acronym of design before you begin to design the best life.
I hope you know that I'm going to take all of that. So just so you know,
It's all good.
We're sisters. So what hers is mine, it was mine is hers. Awesome. So Robin, we're about to break again, just really quick. What I would like for you to do is share with us where we can connect to you, where the audience can connect to you for anything at all.
Okay. My website, and I'll have it posted, is Robin and Dr. Robin Awakenings.com. So it's a Dr. Robin Awakenings.com. And then you can also reach me through The Adventures of Dr. Robin Super Shiro. I can always be reached through also my shop, Dr. Robin Awakening Shop, which is an artwork of work that I've done that's included in the website and work I do with children. And it's the only artist for the website. And so all of those are avenues to reach me. Psychology Today. You put my name in, you're going to find me. Robin Moore or Robin Moore Chambers or Dr. Robin or Dr. Robin Moore Chambers. And you will find a way. And I do reach out back to people that reach out to me.
All right. We're going to take a quick break before we come for just some last minute thoughts. Thank you so much, everyone.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, guys, this has been a powerful, powerful conversation with my beautiful guest, Dr. Robin Moore Chambers. It has just been so great and so super excited that she agreed again to join me for the launch of this show, Living a Life by Design. And so I just want to share some upcoming information for you. I have a gift for you. And then Dr. Robin also has a gift. And so, you know, thank you so much for joining me. For the first three people, right, that email me at support@FDDWomen, that's FDDWOMEN women.com. The first three people will receive my Life by Design course. It's a 6-module video course, and you will receive it absolutely free. It's a course that's valued at $5,000, and it just goes through everything that you want to know and how to begin to move and live a life of intention, not just one day, but 365 days. And Dr. Robin also has something very special for you, and she's going to share that a bit and how you can get it. And again, this is for the first three people. So if you're on, make sure you email me. And if you're not sure how to meet Dr. Robin, you can say, I want that from her too. So go ahead, Dr. Robin.
Yes, for those three people, you also may go to my shop website. It's Dr. Robin Awakening Shop. That's DrRobinAwakeningShop.com. And you may choose one print, and that will be sent to you. You would choose it, and then you get that information to Dr. Esther, and then that print will be sent to you. So three prints are going to be going out this week.
All right. So awesome, awesome, awesome. So make sure that you send me those email. Waste absolutely no time. Again, I appreciate all of you just joining me live a life by design. It is really the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose. God created us. And when he created us, it was never a mistake. It wasn't by happenstance. It wasn't any of that. We all have a purpose. We are all, from the day we were knitted in the womb of our mothers, we all have a purpose. There's a plan for us. And sometimes we don't know that plan because of the trauma and the things that have happened to us in our lives. Our development is really arrested. And so here we are. We've got to take that journey back to who we really are, who he really created us to be. And then we begin to live out our 365 days. We begin to live out our life by design. And some of you may be saying, well, I'm already there. And I say, I'm celebrating you. But then here's the next step. How are you continuing to do it? And not just in one area of your life, right, Dr. Robin? In every area of your life. Every area. So as we begin to close, Dr. Robin, can you take like 60 seconds just to share something really fast?
Yes. I would say it's so important that we learn how to recognize unhelpful thinking. There's a model called CBT, cognitive behavior therapy. And Ashley says, it's not that you're not upset about what's happening, but the big issue is that how we think negatively about what did happen. And it reminds me of the scripture in Romans that says, being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
And when that happens,
being transformed. When you think differently about a situation, you can feel differently, you can behave differently, and you can move forward in a different and in a positive and a constructive way.
Yeah. Change your mind, change your thoughts, change your life.
Absolutely.
And so that's what's powerful about this. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. Make sure that you connect with me. I've got so many wonderful things going on. I've got my retreat coming up in Grenada in April. I also have my possibility journey coming up. If there's anything that you want to know about me, just go ahead and hit my website. It's www.fddwomen.com. Make sure that you reach out and check out Dr. Robin as well. I love you guys. I appreciate you. God bless you. And I will see you in our next show, the 24th of March. This is March, right? Happy Women's History Month, everyone. Take care.
You have been listening to Living a Life by Design, the journey back to you, and Living 365 Days of Purpose with host Esther Graham. Listen or watch live every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. Esther helps you ignite that energy behind your personal journey for a deeper joy and peace. Living 365 Days of Purpose. For more information on Living a Life by Design, visit fddwomen.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.